Blog Talk Radio.
Love that. Good morning. It has been a minute since I've broadcast a live audio version of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your longtime listeners and supporters. Thank you for supporting the broadcast since 2011. March 21st was the first time broadcasting live from right here, blogtalkradio.com. So thank you, new listeners and supporters. Thank you also. Soon, we'll be back to a full-fledged schedule of awesome shows. We have been having too much good time on my Facebook pages, Instagram, just LinkedIn, throughout social media, discussing amazing topics from, you know, just the funny ones to the very serious ones, especially during this political season. And as much as I would like to say on my throughout social media, and even when I first started broadcasting this show, I thought it would be a non-political show, but not. I'm a political enthusiast. Many of my friends are, regardless of their political affiliations. And then there are people that want to know more. And I have friends around the world that share information with me regarding what their countries, what their cities, what their villages are dealing with socially, politically, dealing with just the topic of humanity. So it is an entertainment lifestyle show, but those topics are important to our lifestyles, right? Right. So we just do our bit. We, you know, being belittling each other, threatening each other, things like that, not tolerated, but definitely to have competent, open dialogue around a podcast, a talk show, Facebook Live, and throughout our, like, my Facebook pages, we have open discussions, but we, and sometimes it can be offensive to some people even, but it's important to let people share their thoughts, share their opinions, again, without belittling and threatening each other. I just wanted to share that. And a big shout out to the James Franco Project group, closed group that I created a little over a year ago. But it's a we team, most definitely. Have some amazing moderators and members of the group, even James himself and his mother. But it's just an amazing group. Big shout out to the Save Dallas crew, because the Save Dallas campaign was not created by me, but as soon as the Save Dallas, as soon as Dallas was not the contract for Dallas is not renewed, many of us created support pages. And one genius created the Save Dallas campaign, and so many of us joined the campaign. So followers and those that like the Save Dallas page that I created soon after it was canceled, today want us to gear up and campaign to get that show back on. All these reboots going on. In Nashville is a similar show, and why can't we reboot Dallas a third time? But my bestie Daryl called right before I came on air, and how I wish I had my laptop in front of me so I could talk and also allow calls to come in and be able to chat on, you know, chat with you guys regarding topics, especially the loss of Aretha Franklin. Wow. Definitely sending love and condolences out to Aretha family, to her spirit. Just an amazing talent. I think I love the same Prince songs, but I love Mr. Aretha. My goodness. And my friend Daryl, oh my God, you guys know he's an amazing singer, and he's a founding member of Mr. Max Choir, and also he and his brother, Abby Smith Brothers. But he called right before. Oh, I wish he could call in, and many of you could call in also. But we'll do a tribute show to Aretha Franklin in the near future, where guests and listeners of the show can call in. But my goodness, I'm not sure. Say a little prayer for me. Respect. You made me feel like a natural woman. Those are some of my top favorites. But I remember maybe a year and a half ago, I was in the kitchen singing. My nieces were outside, and I was singing Aretha. And my nieces, they did not know Auntie could sing. And they're like, oh, my goodness, you can sing. And I was singing to an Aretha Franklin song. But I love Aretha and, you know, the great Diana Ross and the late Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. Oh, my goodness. And I'm sure Mariah and Mary J. Blige and Jennifer Hudson, those likes are definitely Adele, they're influenced by Aretha. She inspired us. I mean, she inspired me. I mean, when you watch Aretha, I love watching her talk about food and her good cooking also on talk shows. But that Aretha Franklin, man, definitely an angel. And in a way, I'm still like, huh? I'm still like in disbelief, you know? I won't go on with that, because I'm sure some of you probably say, well, we're human. But yeah, we're human, but you're still, you know, 76, if you expect her, you know, to live. My mother passed away at 86, you know, 86, 96, 76. But I've been sharing many of her videos, her last performance at the Elton John AIDS Foundation Performance Gala. That was this past holiday season in November, and so I know I've shared that, and many of you have been sharing amazing pics and videos also, and she touched so many. So I don't know if it's true, and I think I heard it would be her memorial would be like a 4-day event in Detroit. So I don't know if someone was joking, is that on a joke about, but a 4-day event, I believe it. That's why I mentioned it, because I believe it to really celebrate the life of such an amazing, inspiring woman. One thing that I, even though I've never met her in person, one thing I like, and her dad, but she was born in Memphis. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi now, native Jackson, Mississippi. Her dad was a native Mississippian. And she was born in Memphis, which is north of Mississippi, of course, you know. She definitely has deep southern roots. And she performed, speaking of Mississippi Mass Choir, she performed with the Mississippi Mass Choir before. Daryl had shared that on his page. I had reshared it on my page when she performed with the Mississippi Mass Choir and Frank Williams. What an amazing, amazing performance. But this is a 15-minute broadcast, and Daryl asked me what was the topic going to be. I was going to talk about hot topics and community events that's happening, not just in Jackson, but events that you all have invited me to or asked me to spread the word about in your respective cities and towns and villages. But I will sketch. I have another broadcast on my sister podcast, Image Mechanisms. The Image Mechanisms was created in 2014, 2015, and There's a show scheduled for Monday, but then the next Culture Shock Entertainment Reports broadcast will be scheduled for next weekend, but I think I will schedule one for midweek. Also, I'm looking forward to Amar. My friend Amar will be a guest on real soon when we're back to full-fledged broadcasting. And he's going to discuss his We, I Love We movement, and also answer a lot of questions and comments that he gets throughout social media and his journey around the world. You know, he's on this worldwide journey, and I have loved being one of his best social media friends for so many years because his voyages and journeys around the world are so amazing. And he and I both have, like, very unique Facebook pages with very, very awesome Facebook friends. And, again, the friends on his page are very open and ask no holds barred questions. And so he is definitely looking forward to coming onto the show to discuss his movement, Love We Movement of spreading love, and also, questions that he get often. So definitely looking forward to talking with him. So just amazing. This is my birthday month, and my birthday was last Saturday, and I had an amazing time. I spent my birthday solo. My I experienced for the first time, and many of you have experienced this fitness center, and you guys know I love Planet Fitness, but I experienced Orange Theory Fitness for the very first time last Saturday on my birthday. And you're talking about such an amazing experience, from the initial phone call, really the initial email, to the phone call, to scheduling my workout session, to even now. I received a follow-up message yesterday morning from them following up with me regarding my experience. And I had heard about Orange Theory. My little niece is in the background showing out. So please excuse me if you hear a little humorous grunting. That's my niece Amia in the background, and she hear me broadcasting and talking to my friends and listeners of the show. But Orange Theory, definitely look for the Orange Theory Fitness in your area. I went to the one at the district at Eastover here in Jackson, Mississippi. It was my first time ever going to the district at Eastover, and I had been anticipating its opening. But such an amazing, that section of Jackson was like Little Dallas, really. But Orange Theory Fitness is just amazing. The concept is amazing. Big shout out to Shelby and Stephanie and Kia, all the trainers, Molly. Oh man, my coach of the day, of the morning, and I think I'm looking forward to meeting other coaches, but I'm definitely will stick to working with Coach Michael. I'm doing my podcast. I'm definitely looking forward to sticking with Coach LeMichael. LeMichael is a graduate of USM, if I'm not mistaken, and he's a physical education teacher, and he's worked with all levels of he's trained with all levels of people and athletes. But that hour workout was so amazing. It's a group session, and one thing I like about Orange Therapy is you have to go in early so they can set you up to a heart monitor, and before and during your workout session, your heart rate is monitored, and it is so much fun, high energy, fun music. The coaches are no joke. You guys know how much I love inspiration and motivational gurus like Tony Robbins, you know, the coaches coach you like you're at a self-help a workshop, like a Tony Robbins workshop. I mean, it's very amazing. And what and observe, LaMichael observed like everyone individually. I mean, it's just amazing how they take the time to really find out your needs and your wants, and they like to know your limitations. My only limitation is that, you know, from a fall a couple of years ago, my back. But you know what? It's good. I told them that. And my body, they also warned me that I would feel the workout the next day, which I've been feeling it, you know, all week, but in a good way. And the area that I told them I'm limited because I need to strengthen my back from this fall a couple of years ago, I'm definitely feeling the burn, definitely feeling good, better, you know. So loving it. Still love Planet Fitness. I need to get on that hydro massage chair and table right now. And I like to do the 30-minute workout at Planet Fitness, and I haven't worked out there since before Mother passed away. So I definitely and I remember stopping by there, talking with them about how much I need to. And Mother also felt that, you know, you need to stay focused on making sure you're living healthy and that you're staying on the right track. Also, Beth, and it's important for us to make sure that we stay on the right track. If it's doing at-home basic exercises to working out at gyms. Also, Anytime Fitness have been following up with me, and we have a new fitness center here called Crutch. Also, the Orange Theory, the manager told me that, the manager, Arkea, they told me that worldwide what's been taught in the, like what we were being taught in the session last Saturday, the same thing was being taught worldwide. The creators of Orange Theory, they came together for this with this amazing concept of how to really help people get all they can out of their fitness. And I've seen stories, I've seen, like I told them, I've seen reports on, like some of my favorite entertainment shows, or some of my favorite celebrities have. It seems like I've even heard, I don't know, maybe I've heard Kelly and Ryan talk about Orange Theory, or maybe a couple other talk show hosts, but just amazing. So you guys get a chance, go by and try it out. You know, your first session, you schedule and meet with them and consult with them and work it out and work out and then decide if it's a yay or a nay for you or not. But definitely thank you for tuning in. The next show schedule will be put up in within the next 30 minutes. And email me at CulturShockInc, KULTRESHOK. ENT_Beth@yahoo.com, and also continue to reach out to me throughout social media on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. On Instagram, I'm Beth Entrepreneur, and also the James Franco group on Instagram. And I market with Fame Arthur, that many of you have seen on Oprah Winfrey before, based in Atlanta, J.L. King. J.L. King has a handcrafted jewelry line called Note to a Like. And so definitely check him out at JL King. Many of the artists that he worked with are releasing books, and he also is planning a tour real soon. So looking forward to him, of course, coming to Jackson, Mississippi, working on that, planning an itinerary and booking him. But check him out. He educates us on the download lifestyle. You know, men, women, girls, boys, everybody, we know we need to be educated and know about living healthier lives. And definitely, that's a topic that some of us probably don't want to talk about, but it's an important topic. And it's not just about on the download, but seeking and achieving healthy relationships. And I am single. Many people, I say that to say that too, because I get that a lot. And I don't have a significant other. something mother was always concerned about too. So, you know, and you guys know, yeah, twice married, and no significant other. I get that a lot. That's why I say that. But you guys know I'm dealing with things, and so like mom used to say, put all things in God's hands so things can just work themselves out. But I had background noise, so please excuse me if it seemed like I'm moving around, because my nieces decided they wanted to join the party, and I know some of you are trying to hear this commentary, this audio commentary broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But email me at cultureshockentertainment_beth@yahoo.com. Sending prayers and love out to so many of you, and thank you guys for the love and the positive vibes that you send me. We all are dealing with something, regardless of who we are or regardless of what our occupations are. And that's what I love about my real life friends, my social media friends. They're from, and this have I been all my life. They're you know, from all walks of life, industries, novices, want to learn more, know a lot. When my mother passed away at 86, she still was learning. You know, she felt that you never learn enough. You must continue to learn, you know. So thank you guys for your love and support, and thank you for sharing so many interesting stories and listening to my stories also in person and throughout social media. You are loved, and we'll talk with you soon, because I want to talk more about experiences that have been happening in events, and just looking forward to the near future when you guys call in, and back to having co-hosts and chatting and playing awesome music also, because there's a lot of awesome music out there, from indie underground to mainstream. Janet Jackson just dropped an awesome video with Daddy Yankee on yesterday. So amazing. They were just talking about it on Good Morning America. But thank you all so much, and God bless, and just amazing to continue to have your support. Thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm Beth, a.k.a. B-Truth.